You're listening to Public Radio from Western Michigan University, WMUK 102.1 FM. I'm Arlene McMichael. For the month of February, I'll be bringing you interviews with people making a difference in the Kalamazoo area. Some people you may know, some you may not. Our conversation today is with the talented musician and music educator, Monica Washington Padula. As an Afro-Anishinaabe woman, she's a trailblazer in Kalamazoo for operating her own piano studio. Welcome to WMUK, Monica.
Hi, Arlene. Thank you so much for having me.
What three adjectives would you use to describe yourself?
Thoughtful, witty, and kind.
If you had to sum up your life's work in one sentence, what would it be?
My purpose is to share different ways for the people of my community and of my ethnicities to be able to heal and to be able to share joy.
I'd like to talk now a little bit about your upbringing. I know that you were born in Lansing, and you came to Kalamazoo in 2004 to attend Western Michigan University, where you received your bachelor's and master's degrees in classical piano performance. But also what I'd like to highlight is that you have documented descendancy with the historic Saginaw, Swan Creek, and Black River tribe of the Ojibwe people of Michigan. While children can be exposed to instruments in schools, that's not universally true across America for every kid, especially kids of color. You know, money for instruments and private lessons can be a barrier. Were there any barriers to you pursuing music as a child?
I would say that I was not aware of any barriers, and that's because of the way that my parents made this possible for me. My parents listened to my interests, and even though they were both working class people, they were people that always took care of that, and they made sure that I had a private teacher to study with. I studied with Miss Verna Dorian Holly of Lansing, Michigan, who is still teaching today. She's an elder now in her 80s, and she was my first music educator. And also my parents made sure that when I was ready to participate in band, they rented the instrument for me until I was able to own it as my own. And that second instrument is saxophone. So whatever barriers existed financially, or picking the right educator, my parents took care of that.
You are a multi-instrument musician. You play the piano, you play the organ, and you play the saxophone. And you have a background in Black gospel music and other forms of African-American popular music. But you also delve into the classical realm as well. How did you develop this interest in music? Was that in your home?
I would say that it was not quite in my home, although my parents, they definitely played, especially gospel music. I heard gospel music around all the time. But my parents also had a history of listening to, you know, the old school, what we would call, you know, the old school R&B, the skating music. They used to listen to the Al Green and all of that. I didn't grow up listening to those classics. I've been relearning them at this stage. But I also realized that as an adoptee, I found out later down the road that both sides of my biological family had musicians in them, both blues musicians and jazz musicians. Both of my grandfathers on each side were musicians. So music is something that is, you know, part of my DNA, but it was also part of my upbringing.
Now I'd like to talk about how you are sharing your love of music with young people. You not only offer classes within your own studio, but you go out into the community, the heart of the community, the heart of the African-American community, and offer lessons to children. Tell me about this passion that you have for offering music education more equitably for communities of color.
Yes, this was something that actually developed before I really understood the barriers systemically and institutionally, particularly for Black American children and other children of color living in the margins. I always had this idea that everyone that wanted to study music should be able to. At that time, I didn't understand the barriers. This was graduating from college. But the more that my post-education, my after-college education really came from activism. And once I began really understanding and learning from my community and learning from the organizations that exist, I realized, wow, I absolutely need to make sure that I'm intentionally creating space for my Black community students and for my other students of color to participate in music learning. And how do I need to change the way that I learned to make it more accessible so that they're interested and they want to keep coming back? What do I need to do? So I found that a time for me to stretch myself and grow myself. Mothers of Hope reached out to me to ask me to be a contracted teacher for their Leitman Piano Scholarship Program. And I worked with Ms. Dorothy Young to begin that partnership with them. And I'm still working with students through that program. That was my entryway into getting more into the Black community and having access to children that needed to have help to be able to access the music education. As a community person and someone that's been on the scene, especially as a saxophonist, the community themselves are the ones that often bring me into spaces that ask me to come and perform. And often they ask me to come in with saxophone. So it's really interesting, you know, the community often prefers to hear saxophone, but also when the students want to learn piano or keyboard, I also can step in that way.
We're talking to Kalamazoo musician and music educator Monica Washington Padula. Among many things, she provides free piano lessons to children through a grant program at Mothers of Hope, an organization working with individuals seeking recovery from substance abuse.
Michael Leitman was a psychologist, if I'm saying that correctly, who worked with serving the community that was receiving access to resources specifically for substance abuse. And so Dr. Leitman believed that the children of those parents, if they were able to be exposed to music and have access to piano lessons, that would, with his research, that would really set them up to have this education that not only encourages their brain development and their brain to develop in a different way, but would also increase their performance in other subjects in school. And so he provided the scholarship fund specifically for the children of those who are receiving support and services from Mothers of Hope.
As we close, we'll take a listen to Monica Washington Padula playing the piano. You've been listening to an interview with Monica Washington Padula, a Kalamazoo musician and music educator of African American and Indigenous descent who plays the saxophone, piano, and organ. She's passionate about increasing the numbers of students of color playing instruments. Go to our website at WMUK.org for a longer version of this interview. Also, check out a videotaped interview with Padula on the City of Portage's website, where you can also see her perform. For WMUK, I'm Earlene McMichael.